This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle dismisses allegations that information related to the budget for the coming fiscal year was leaked before being presented in Parliament. Nepal and Egypt agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, agriculture, education and diplomatic affairs during bilateral consultation mechanism meeting. And U.S. strikes Iran in response to downing of military helicopter. Iran targets U.S. forces in Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait in retaliation. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has dismissed allegations that information related to the budget for the coming fiscal year was leaked before it was presented in Parliament. Responding to lawmakers' queries on the estimates of revenue and expenditure at a meeting of the House of Representatives Finance Committee today, Finance Minister Wagle said claims that proposed tax rates had been disclosed in advance and that BYD electric vehicles had been imported on the basis of such information were baseless. Dr. Wagle presented the budget for the upcoming fiscal year at a joint sitting of the Federal Parliament on the 29th of May. He clarified that amendments to the finance bill were made only to correct omissions in the budget statement and denied reports suggesting that the budget information had been leaked beforehand. The finance minister said rumours were being deliberately spread without facts or evidence in an attempt to drag the Prime Minister and himself into controversy. He maintained that no changes had been made to the finance bill other than correcting apparent errors before it was tabled in Parliament. He also accused some groups of spreading organised rumours and obstructing the House of Representatives in an effort to discredit the government, adding that such attacks would not undermine a government committed to good governance. During the meeting, committee member Lima Adhikari described the budget as historic and transformative, saying Minister Wagle's response had clarified many issues. Another member, Narendra Kumar Kerung, said it would be incorrect to suggest that previous governments had achieved nothing. Nepal and Egypt have agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, agriculture, education and diplomatic affairs during the second meeting of the Nepal-Egypt bilateral consultation mechanism held in Cairo on Tuesday. The meeting was co-chaired by Ramkaji Kharka, who is the joint secretary and head of Central Asia, West Asia and Africa Division at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Ambassador Amir Hamza, who is Egypt's Assistant Foreign Minister for Asian Affairs. During the consultations, the two sides reviewed bilateral relations and expressed satisfaction over the long-standing friendship between the two countries. Nepal highlighted its investment-friendly environment and encouraged Egyptian companies to explore opportunities, particularly in agriculture and fertilizer production. It also sought greater market access for Nepali exports such as tea, coffee and pashmina. The two countries exchanged views on regional and global developments and reaffirmed cooperation in multilateral forums, including the United Nations, the Non-Aligned Movement, and the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization. Nepal also appreciated Egypt's efforts to promote peace and stability in the Middle East. Nepal briefed the Egyptian side on recent political developments following the March 2026 election and the formation of a stable government committed to good governance, transparency and a zero-tolerance policy against corruption. The Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, has launched a special motorcycle maintenance training program in Kathmandu to strengthen the employment and entrepreneurship capacity of Nepali returning migrants from South Korea. The week-long training running from the 8th to the 15th under the KHAMI, which means Korea Happy Migration Project, is being implemented by the Human Resources Development Service of Korea. 12 returnee migrant workers are taking part in the 51-hour course, which combines theoretical and practical lessons. The program is jointly conducted by a Korean motorcycle maintenance expert and experienced Nepali technicians. Participants are receiving training on motorcycle structure and components, engine maintenance, and electrical and charging systems. According to Koika Nepal Country Director Mo Hyun Kong, the initiative aims to help returnees start new economic activities and achieve stable reintegration. Outstanding graduates will also receive internship opportunities at local motorcycle service centers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The United States says it has carried out a series of strikes on Iranian military and civilian sites in response to the downing of an American military helicopter in the Gulf. According to the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, air defense systems, ground control stations, and radar sites near the Strait of Hormuz were targeted. The U.S. described the operation as a proportional response to Monday's attack on an Apache helicopter. According to the BBC, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said it launched attacks on 21 targets linked to the U.S. bases in the region, including sites in Bahrain and Jordan, in retaliation. Kuwait's military also said it intercepted an incoming attack. CENTCOM said two crew members from the downed helicopter were rescued by an American sea drone, marking the first publicly confirmed use of a vessel in a rescue operation. U.S. officials said the helicopter was brought down by an Iranian drone. Although it remains unclear whether the strike was intentional, Iran has not claimed responsibility for the incident. The IRGC described the U.S. attacks as vicious and said the strikes damaged a telecommunications tower and two water tanks. Iran said the U.S. strikes targeted the southern cities of Jask and Sirik, as well as the Hesham Island in the Gulf. CENTCOM announced that the operation had been completed just over 3 hours after it confirmed the initial wave of strikes launched in response to the downing of the U.S. helicopter on Monday. Afghanistan has accused Pakistan's military of carrying out airstrikes that killed at least 13 people, most of them children, in the eastern provinces of Kunar, Khosht, and Paktika. Al Jazeera cites Zabihullah Mujahid, who is the chief spokesman for the Taliban government, as saying the victims included 11 children, one woman, and an elderly man. He said 14 other women and children were injured and condemned the attack as a humanitarian crime and an act of aggression. There was no immediate response from Pakistan in previous incidents. Islamabad has said it targeted fighters belonging to Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, based inside Afghanistan. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy, especially in the Kosi province and Himalayan region of the country. It will be partly cloudy in Madhya province and the hilly region of the country, while the weather will be mainly fair over the Tarai region, especially of Sudur Paschim and Lumbini provinces. There is also possibility of light rainfall or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi province and at one or two places in Madhya province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle dismisses allegations that information related to the budget for coming fiscal year was leaked before being presented in Parliament. Nepal and Egypt agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, agriculture, education and diplomatic affairs during bilateral consultation mechanism meeting. And U.S. strikes Iran in response to downing of military helicopter. Iran targets U.S. forces in Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait in retaliation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.